It is a wonderful feeling when you just do the right thing, isn't it?
Amen.
It's the presence of God. The glory of God rests upon you. If you turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, we'll be picking up in verse 19. And we are just about finished this process of affirming our deacon. It's a great and wonderful process because it's a time in which not only do we get to recognize somebody as God has ordained, we believe, as God had placed his hand upon someone, but we also get to examine our own hearts. And as we have looked at the sheets of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, I trust that as you're filling those out, you have been examining your own heart in those. And certainly that's one of the purposes of the process. If you still have the sheets and you haven't turned them in, we encourage you to turn them in. Next week we're going sort of speak now or forever, hold your peace type thing. We're going to be going through with the ordination process next week, and so we're looking forward to that. I had gone to the grocery store with my wife, which is not really one of my favorite things to do, but we'd gone to the grocery store, and she has a way of looking for the bargains, and so she was asking me, what cereal do you want? I says, I'll take that one. She goes, well, wouldn't you rather have this one? And I said, sure, I'd rather have that one. She goes, good, because it's two for one. So she's getting all that. And I'm just so thankful that with our deacons, we've gotten a two for one. And every one of them is just sort of like, wow, two for one. You know, we get Kay as well as Don, and we get, you know, so wonderful thing. And we feel that way about you, Savannah. We feel like we've gotten a twofer. And so I'm just so thankful for your love and your following him and your steadfastness. And one of the things that I made comment of not too long ago was just I felt like you had strong convictions, and that means a lot to us in regard to that. So Joshua and Michelle, just a twofer, and I'm just so thankful for these loving hearts. If you'd look with me in Philippians chapter 2, earlier we were looking at what are we looking for in a person. Well, you see the characteristics in, like we said, Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3, you see those character traits that are necessary. But then also, you see other snapshots throughout Scripture that reveal to us why certain ones were chosen. In particular, we looked at earlier this morning, Acts chapter 16, which spoke of Timothy and really the fact that he was looked up to or perceived in his community as a man of God. And in that particular context, I think it was reiterating and emphasizing his boldness as well as his fearlessness in that community, because we know that was the place in which Paul had been stoned, yet Timothy was still bold for Christ. And so we see a boldness for Christ despite the situations and the circumstances around. Here in Philippians chapter 2, the emphasis seems to be that he has a love for God's people. You know, when Scripture says, choose men from among you full of the Holy Spirit, what it's talking about is the Spirit of Christ that has the heart of Christ in them. And nothing, I think, can be defined more clearly than when somebody loves the church, because he loved the church and gave himself for the church. And in my many years of ministry, I've seen a lot of people that like some people in the church, but I have found very few that love all people in the church. And I really see this kind of heart in James. And he proclaims in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, but I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. They all seek their own interest, not those of Christ Jesus, but not Timothy. Timothy seeks your good and seeks what is right and really loves with the heart of Christ. You know, it's not always going to be easy to get along with people, but you need to set that aside and say, you know, this is a child of God and I am going to serve him. And you lay aside character differences in the sense that, you know, you may not click, But you lay those aside and you say, this is a child of God. I'm going to serve this child. This is a very special person. And I've really seen that heart in James, that desire to serve no matter where, no matter when, the people of God, and a willingness to do so. And praise God for that spirit that really is a spirit of Christ in our hearts. Well, Father, we give you thanks once again for your creating in us a clean heart. You have to do it. All glory is to you, not to the person, but to your power that works mightily within us. And we ask that you would continue to guide and direct our hand as we elevate those that truly serve you and serve your people and love you and love your people. We pray this in your name. Amen.